The Hurling Pod on Off the Ball.
I'm looking for a forward. I'd love to have skill, I'd love to have pace, and I'd love to have size. What the Cork Six forwards have is they've all those three things in abundance in different areas.
Free wherever you get your podcast.
Brian, congratulations, Evan. What a day for Kildare football.
Yeah, I think it is. We shouldn't be afraid of celebrating that, because for 10 or 15 years we've been waiting to lift a bit of silverware and have a national title to celebrate. So we have that now, and we're certainly going to enjoy the next few days.
Roller coaster of a game. It seemed to swing back and forth, maybe the full reflection of the new rules in situ, and then we had the drama right at the end as well, just when you thought you'd like it all closed off.
Yeah, and that didn't probably surprise me massively, in that Limerick all year have been competitive in every single game, and they're too good, they've too much quality, they've too much heart, they're a very united bunch. You can see that, it's evident that they play for their manager and their management and everything like that. So they were never going to die off today, and there's probably elements of the game that we look back on, reflect on, and think we could have done better there, you know, and we allowed them long passages of possession in the first half, and we maybe didn't make the most of our own at different stages. But overall, I thought our lads showed huge character, huge resolve, and huge ambition going down the home stretch to wrestle the game back in our favour and kick for home.
I suppose one thing that you got really good today was the two-pointers. When the game was kind of uneven, you're able to, even the second goal, you're able to respond with Brian. It's a big swing, isn't it? The momentum of the crowd on the hill as well, etc., and everything that goes with it.
Yeah, it is, and it's probably something that we've been criticised throughout the year for not kicking enough of. But today, the one thing you had perfect playing conditions. It was hot, obviously, but it was the surface, everything else. 3 weeks ago, we were here and we were giving out about the rain and the underfoot conditions, and you couldn't strike cleanly. Today, you could, and there was no excuse not. And we would always try and encourage, you know, we've good forwards, huge calibre and huge quality. If the space is there, if they feel good in the moment, to have at it. And Brian, Dara, Alex, plenty of lads got shots off today from the right positions, and thankfully enough them went over.
Spoke with Dara with 8 points in a final here in Croke Park, and that sweltering heat, it's so good to have that on your side.
It is, and you know, you talk about leadership and character, and Dara's been plagued by injuries all year and even in the last couple of days and weeks leading into this, so for him to get to the point of actually playing was an effort in itself, but then to put on the performance he put on is, I think it just speaks volumes about him and the man. And he's our vice captain, and we've our captain here beside us, and I thought, you know, at different stages they just produce moments that the team needed, and that's what leadership is about, and they did it and we needed them.
Kevin, Gerald Burns mentioned your maybe soccer roots growing up and, you know, putting it aside for a day like today. How special was today from your perspective?
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's everything that I would have wanted coming back from soccer. It was to get the opportunity to lift silverware with Kildare, and I can't exaggerate how good it feels. So hopefully it continues, but yeah, we're a long time waiting for that. And you know, in my 10th or 11th season playing for Kildare, and we finally get this opportunity, and there's a lot of lads in similar kind of boat to myself who are we're itching and hoping for this chance to finally get to get some silverware. So yeah, definitely justifies the decision anyway.
I have to say, on a personal note, you know, looking at the hill and so much white, it was getting flashbacks to the late 90s, early noughties, I suppose, days that you grew up watching and admiring.
Yeah, it was during the parade was when I really got a sense of it. I kind of, in the warm-up, didn't get much of a feel for it. And then when we were walking around, and as we kind of started coming down the queues, I kind of seen the hill was just a sea of white. And I haven't seen that since the Leinster final, maybe in 2017, which was another kind of special day that didn't really go our way. And it just goes to show you that if you give the Kildare people something to shout about, they will always show up and be there and support. And we needed them today, and they gave us everything. And, you know, it's brilliant for them to be able to see us doing that as well.
And to walk.
When Limerick scored their second goal, how was your feelings at that stage?
I suppose initially you're obviously disappointed in the immediate moment, the type of goal it was and everything, but I didn't doubt that we would respond to it. I genuinely didn't. I just felt, if we could get hands on ball, there was enough fellas of the right mindset and character that we were going to create something. And we responded well to, I think, most setbacks. You know, we didn't always maybe respond quick enough, but the two goals to go straight back up the field and get a score is huge. Like, it just settles the nerves, it kind of takes a little bit of a sting out of it, and you just move on very quickly from it at that point. So that was important. We knew Limerick had a real goal threat about them. You only have to look at their last two or three games to see that. The real quality up top, so they were always going to get their moments, so it didn't catch anyone by surprise that they were going to register a score. Our big focus was making sure we did likewise at the other end, and obviously it was just about enough in the end.
Kevin, the legs out there must have been very, very warm. Did you feel you were waiting for that hooter right at the very end?
Not as a team, I don't think. No, I actually felt like in the last 10 or 15, our energy levels went up compared to Limerick. It felt like we kind of started dominating possession, got a hang of their kick out and our kick out, and started making them chase the ball a little bit more. So as much as it was, you know, ridiculously hot, and that obviously saps the legs, I get a huge boost, and I think our coaches and S&C teams should take a bit of credit for that, for the last 15 minutes where it felt like we actually we were the ones maybe driving for home there.
The plays in the summer work actually kept us a huge prize and kind of huge potential or incentive from today, but if you to be a captain lifting that piece of silverware here in Croke Park, it obviously means a huge amount to you, and to have your teammates there as well. You mentioned some of the former captains that have been very fortunate to get the trophy here in Croke Park, but it means a huge amount to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's everything you aspire to do is when you're playing for Kildare. Hopefully you get picked for Kildare, and hopefully you get to play regularly and play in big games. And then if you're really lucky, you get the opportunity to lift silverware. And I feel blessed to have had the leadership that I had in my playing days to set the example. And I know I name checked him, and left behind you as well. Probably could have got a name check as well, but he was just before me. So, but. I just kind of felt like they needed mentioning because of the work that they put in and how much I based my leadership style on what they kind of provided for Kildare for years, and it could have been any of us any time. I'm just the lucky one that was there today.
Brian, just for your first year, obviously the finish of the trophy obviously makes it a very successful year. But how did you look back at the whole, as a whole, you know, for the first year in charge and looking forward to year two, like how was your ambitions and hopes you for that?
I'd be very happy with the first year. You know, we set out with a couple of goals, and they weren't all just about winning. It was about building a squad, building huge internal competition, making sure that we had the depth that over the next 3-4 years would serve us. And, you know, we get described a lot as a young squad, and we are a young squad, and you've seen that with the starting team and the boys that come on today. But we also have that perfect blend where the leadership that Mick O'Grady, that Kev, that Hilo, Niall Kelly, Daniel Flynn, all these fellas have brought to this group over the last couple of months was huge, and they blended in brilliantly, and I think it speaks volumes of them and the type of personalities they have. But the young lads love having them around, they love coming training, they just, there was a great buzz about the place, and in particular in the last couple of weeks. And so that was all great. That's one thing I would reflect on, to say we have a really united panel, a really ambitious panel, and one that sees this as just the start of some, you know, this isn't the end by any means of anything, it is just purely the beginning. It is year one of what we hope will be 4 and maybe more. But winning was so, so important, and lifting silverware so that you had that in the mentality, you had that in the psyche going forward, because there's much bigger challenges lie ahead for us. And we're going to Division 2 next year. We now have Sam Maguire football nailed on. What this year has done is proven that we deserve to be there, and we've earned our spot in both of them. And we didn't get it easy. Like, we had to beat the best teams. I would have felt going into Talton Cup, Westmead, Offaly, Sligo, Fermanagh, the winner was going to come from that bunch. We beat Westmead and Leinster. We beat the other three throughout this journey, and the finish today was just so, so happy for the group, so, so happy for the players. And you know, that winning mentality and dealing with pressure and expectancy is something that they've came through and they've dealt with, and they've delivered the ultimate. So very, very happy.
I think that's a monkey off your back now for both of you in terms of going to big games next year,
I would think it definitely helps, there's no doubt. I mean, the more tight games you're in, and obviously up here in Croke Park, people spoke about it having a bit of a hoodoo over Kildare teams in the last decade or more, but you have to keep coming back, you have to keep trying and trying to improve and put it right. And I would sense that in the semi-final 3 weeks ago, we didn't play overly well, but we won. Today we played a little bit better at times, and we registered more like a score we want to be putting up, but again we've won, and having back-to-back wins in Croke Park for the psyche of the group can only be a positive going into year two. We're ambitious, we want to come back here, we want to play as many games as we can here, but we know that there's a step up going into year two in terms of opposition, in terms of occasion, and in terms of opportunity. But that's something we'll relish next year.
Kevin, where's that ranking in sporting days for you today?
Definitely way up there, Jesus. Clear anyway, yeah, a couple of county finals as well to reflect back on, but by far and away the best day for Kildare, no doubt about that.
Brian, you've come out from the dressing room there. It sounds pretty lively. It's a special day for Kildare.
Yeah, it's great. As I was saying to the Kildare media there, I think we haven't won a huge amount in Kildare at senior level over the last couple of years. Obviously, we've had success at minor and 20s, but it's just great to get some silverware with Kildare senior football and look forward to driving on the next couple of years.
Yeah, because at the bigger picture now, you'll focus on the celebrations and everything, but it's a huge day in terms of you know, your season as a whole, Division 2 football and Sam Maguire football next year. That's huge for Kildare football as a whole.
Yeah, I think definitely, like, that was a target for us at the start of the year, to make sure that we were playing Sam Maguire football next year. And I think that slightly takes a little bit of pressure off the league as well. Obviously, we're after being promoted to Division 2, so now we can look forward to maybe blooding new players again, trying different things in the league, knowing full sure that we're in Sam Maguire next year. And it's something that we'll definitely relish and we'll look forward to next year.
When you come off a bench in such a big game, a final in Croke Park, Swelter Knot Day, you want to make an impact. You certainly did that out there.
Yeah, I was lucky enough. I got the ball in a couple of... The first one was a nice position and it was a fairly easy score, so I was delighted with that one. And then the two-pointer as well, I've just kind of... My position in our slow attack is kind of posted out high and right. And luckily the ball came to me and it went over, so absolutely delighted, yeah.
Yeah, it was a great response to their second goal as well. Just swung the momentum back in your game.
Yeah, I think a credit to Limerick, the way they played today. They really dug deep. We had a couple of a minutes period of dominance and then they come right back at us. So I think they deserve huge credit and no doubt they'll have a successful campaign in Division 3 next year.
From watching on up 11-7 and Hogan stand there at the end, it was bananas, the shot went, and I actually didn't realise till I watched it back he got a deflection. But their last one, can you talk me through, I suppose, that couple of moments?
Yeah, I suppose I seen the kick out going to Kev in the middle and I said I'd try crash the brakes and then all of a sudden the Limerick lads were just on top of me. So I just had to try to get rid of the ball as quick as I could, thinking I'd be blown for steps. And then the next minute they were one-on-one with Keane, and in fairness to Keane, he made a fantastic save, and I think he made a great save in the first half as well. So very grateful for him, my club mate as well, so delighted, yeah.
Isn't it amazing? You've worked so hard. Like, I remember being at a challenge game you back in January, and you had a lot of work done before then as well, and it comes down to one moment right at the death after the hooter.
Yeah, I suppose that's why you train so hard for all throughout the year, to hoping that those moments will go your way. I think we were good in patches today, although we probably let them get on back into the game in a certain few occasions. But the ultimate goal today was to win, and we won. So we look forward to celebrating over the course of the next couple of days.
Yeah, I see your county board already gathering the fans to come meet you, come home. It's going to be a short journey, but a special one, I feel.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be nice to have the family and friends and partners there. So we look forward to tonight and enjoy ourselves.
Enjoy. It's been a wonderful day. Clear football on yourself. Congrats.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Yeah.